Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. One of the good things that came out of the whole coronavirus thing. Billy Joe Armstrong is just prolific. Mm-hmm. It's a great song. I love that. It's like that is my coronavirus theme for sure. It is a gorgeous sunny day today, and tomorrow are going to be the best days of the week. Hitting the 70s today, probably inland even hotter. I would think that when we've got 70, you know, Oakland's got 80, and over the hills, you know, it's going to be 110 degrees. Don't worry. It's going to be like midsummer right now. All right, ready to do the news?
I am.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com's an app. You get it on your phone, and then you can bring radio wherever you go. Make sure you post how you're practicing social distancing to your social media and use hashtag stay connected to keep us in the loop. All right, here's what's happening. It looks like we do have another great day. I felt like the weather was just about perfect yesterday, and it'll be even nicer today. So a couple good ones here. Take advantage of that while you can.
Go breathe the sweet, clean air.
In your backyard.
Yes, alone, through a mask.
On your balcony, wherever. Here's a couple quickies for you. I've already mentioned them, but I just wanted to run through these as we head towards April 15th. The tax deadline has been pushed to July 15th, so that's good news. A couple quick cancellations. The 420 party in Golden Gate Park, canceled. Don't show. Police will be there to scoot you away. Mm-hmm. Also, the Tour de France has been canceled. One of the big stories that's been sort of overshadowed by coronavirus is it looks like Biden is your unofficial Democrat representative this November.
I'm sorry, is this an election year?
I don't know that there'll even be conventions. Can they have conventions?
No. They can't.
No, they can't. So it looks like Biden's your guy, and I think we're going to hear from Obama, former President Obama, as he'll probably be backing Biden.
Right.
In this upcoming election. So we'll see how that goes. I mean, for Biden, that is, and for the election in general. Biden, have you noticed is he taking Botox in the forehead?
You know, I've thought that. It's funny that you mention it because
well, he's got a long forehead and it's shiny.
He does.
And
it is shiny.
Smooth.
It's very, very smooth. Yeah, I'm thinking that he is. If I had to say, I would say yes. But it's not too surprising. I mean, this is a guy who's, you know, is going to have his mug on TV all the time and, you know, wants your vote. Give you a shoulder rub in exchange for it.
Oh, I don't say that as, that's his biggest problem is not his Botox. His biggest problem is his foot in his mouth, and it's hard to talk around that thing.
Yeah, that, the touchy-feely stuff. He's got a lot of issues, but here we go, everybody. He's got my vote.
So one of the things that came out of this newfound way we're dealing it with life is Zoom. I'd never heard of Zoom.
Nope.
Until the last month or two. Zoom is apparently an app you use to conference call with people.
Yeah.
Their daily numbers went from 10 million to 200 million.
Oh my God.
In a snap. So,
wow.
You know, they found out the hard way what it's like to be super popular before you're ready for it.
Right. Have they had problems?
Well, one of the things is you've heard people being able to get in on conferences and, you know, when these things make the news, I hesitate to say them because I don't know if how widespread it is. Should someone get into your Zoom conference and yell racial epithets? Never.
No.
But has it happened with the kind of regularity that it's worth making the news? I don't know. It's not something you want to ever have happen, but apparently their security is not as good as it was initially
touted
as we initially were told. Yeah. Mm. And I apparently iPhones in particular are more susceptible to the problem that anyway, the Zoom thing, it's a big deal. People are using it. There are now instructions on how you can make a looping video of yourself for Zoom so you can skip your meetings while working from home.
Oh.
This is not the way to make working from home permanent. And I don't know, what are you doing in place of your Zoom meeting since you're stuck in the house anyway?
Just be on the meeting.
Like, that makes no sense. But if you want to look it up, there's a way to loop a video of yourself. I know when we last did it, our conference call was with Annie. My computer froze, and every time I moved, someone would go, Vinny, you have a question? I'm like, who can even see me? My computer's frozen. I don't see anyone moving, and I don't see me moving. So I guess it was just me. I think it was just my screen.
Something going on with your computer.
I was having troubles, yes. But anyway, so Zoom's the big thing, and if you want to loop yourself so you can get out of work even more than you already have, that is no way to be part of the comeback, though. When your company starts making a comeback, they're going to go, we knew that guy was looping videos.
Yeah. We kept calling on him, and he just kept scratching his nose over and over every 32 seconds.
So stupid. What in the heck? Here's another couple quickies. Coors Light delivered 150 cans of beer to a 93-year-old woman in Pittsburgh who had made a sign, the news, holding a sign in her window that said, I need more beer.
Oh.
So what's cuter than a 93-year-old alcoholic? Nothing.
No. I mean, please, if there's ever a time to be an alcoholic, it's in your 90s.
Right. So Coors Light delivered 150 cans. I don't know how many cans are in a keg, but they should have just gone keg.
Well, you know, then she's got to keep it iced, and that's just a pain, you know. This way she can fill a garage and just bring in a six-pack when she needs it.
Oh,
get
man.
Get chilled.
I loved kegs so much in my day.
Did you
do a lot of kegs?
Well, they seemed endless. No, you know, a few here and there. Kegs are just...
That was our go-to. For like 30
well,
bucks,
you guys were
you
a bunch of
it.
Alcoholics.
Right.
I mean, of course
well,
that was
true.
Your go-to.
But it was like...
the most beer you could buy.
$35 filled a keg up.
Mm.
I mean, come on.
What's a keg cost now? That seems really cheap.
I don't know. What does a keg cost right now, Bryn?
First answer.
What kind of beer, Vin?
I think we usually went with just a... I mean, they didn't have the options that we have now to begin with.
So you mean like a Coors or a Bud? Or
yeah, just plain...
Find
like
me the price on a keg of Bud, please.
All right. A keg of Bud Light is $140 bucks.
Oh, right my oh, God. Yeah, it's gone up so
more.
Much.
And they're all around there. $140,
$150. Boy, that's a lot of money.
And to answer your question previously, it's 165 cans... 12-ounce cans, 165 in a keg.
Of those in a keg.
Oh, so it's close to the 150?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Boy, that's a, you know, you get a solid night out of that, Ben.
Well, I don't get any nights out of anything anymore because
no, I mean,
I
in, back in the day, a
oh,
whole,
yeah,
you know,
165
absolutely. Beers would probably just about tide you over till morning.
Dude, I would have risked my life to save a keg back in the day. You have no idea how many times we were like, we got to get back in there and get that keg. We can't leave that with the cops. What are you guys, nuts?
Which
the first thought
nuts?
In my head every time someone yelled dad or you know, police was like,
hide
save
keg!
The keg. Oh, my God.
Well, that is a true alcoholic talking right
Speaking of the people who love their parties, did you hear about the underground club that got busted in San Francisco?
No.
Oh, man. So these people were, it was like a warehouse in San Francisco, and they were breaking quarantine and raging.
Oh, boy.
Well, and they just got busted. Rage. Illegal nightclub in SF. They used a janitorial company as a front so that they could keep partying through the quarantine.
Boy, you alcoholics, you'll go to great lengths. Risk your life and limb.
Well, yeah, duh.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, what are we going to do?
I don't know. Stay at home and be quarantined?
Oh,
there's that.
Come on.
I don't
there's
know.
No fun in that.
That's true.
A guy in England went on a 170-mile drive on Easter, and when he was pulled over for taking a non-essential trip, his quote was, "I needed a break from my wife and kids."
That was essential.
He was let off with just a warning.
Yeah.
The but guy I know understood. The feeling of the, sure. Oh my God, I just want to go do anything by myself for a
right.
minute.
I just
no offense
need
to anybody.
And listen, you need to drive your car, guys. You know, the things have just been sitting there. The tires are getting flat. Come on. Keep the, you gotta, all the lubricants are settling.
The flip side to the guy who leaves town in his car to just get away from his family is almost 30% of people in a new poll say this crisis has helped them reconnect with friends and family that they'd drifted away from.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's nothing like being stuck in a house with someone to really get a reconnection going. Look at you. You're saying you guys know your little baby sister better than ever.
I do. I think, you know, her mom would say, I know her just fine, thanks. More than I even want to. But I have gotten to know her in a way that I've never spent time with her like this. Mm-hmm. It's been cool, and it's also been like, oh, yeah, that's why I didn't want to have another baby. I told there was a reason why I was against it, and I'm finding it out right now.
Well, enjoy your time from 10 to 12 today. Enjoy your couple hours getting to know that kid.
Yeah. Don't you worry. I will.
I know.
Okay. So here's a question for you.
All right. I'm ready.
The shelter in place has been lifted.
Yeah.
And now we're all headed back to work.
Oh my God. It's a dream.
And we go back on Monday morning and our management teams are back.
Mm-hmm.
They're all
mm-hmm.
coming back in.
Okay, all right. I'm with
you. And our much-loved, great boss, Greg, walks in mm-hmm. to greet everyone,
mm-hmm.
and he walks right up to you, and he puts his hand out for a handshake.
No, I back up. I take two steps back.
What?
Go, Greg, it's too soon. Too soon, Greg. I love you. Let's tap feet. Let's do that.
You're going to tap feet.
Yeah, I would not. I would be very startled if that happened. I think the face of greetings is going to change quite a bit after this. Maybe not forever, but
you are not alone. Almost a third of people say no. We're done shaking hands. That's
over. They think it's over forever, huh?
43% of people say yeah. Of course, I'm going to go back to shaking hands. That's what we do. It's an American ritual.
Mm.
Wouldn't you say?
We could have a new ritual. Oh, I would absolutely say that was a traditional greeting in America
mm-hmm.
and in many parts of the world. I'm ready for a new tradition. I like the bow. I think the bow is good. No fist bump, no touching anything, just a little head nod. Pleased to meet you.
I'm good with the head nod, too. I don't see that, you know, catching.
Maybe we could come up with a new little dance, like a nice to meet you dance, you know, just like a... Just a little something like that. What do you think?
That's the impression you want to make someone you just met.
Sure. And then you see if they can match your greeting. And then you know.
Please tell me you were recording that, Bryn. Please.
Of course he wasn't. No,
wasn't
there's no way.
For the, if you could.
That little dance.
I think that's, you know, little hands flipping around. Get the head going. Cross your eyes. Boom. That's the way. I'm not doing it again, Bryn. Too late.
Can you do it again for
nope.
me so I can
no.
capture Well, not you kidding. Know, it was genius. I think it's a good idea, Sarah.
Yeah, you
well,
should.
Well, it's a great idea, but I'm not doing it until we all accept it as the way.
Okay, well, let's, I'm in.
Well, let's
I'm
see
in.
You do it first, then. Show me,
learn,
show me your interpretation.
To me. I need you to teach it to me. Go ahead.
No, I just showed you twice, so.
How about a fast fact?
All right.
Oh.
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yes.
We're all familiar, right?
Uh-huh, sure.
Nicole? Young person?
Yes, I'm very familiar with that.
Okay. Michael Jackson's Thriller didn't win Video of the Year at the first Video Music Awards in 1984.
How is that possible?
It lost to...
In 1984? Aha!
No.
Oh.
There is a Boston connection here.
Oh, the Cars?
The Cars, you might think.
You might think. Beat. Oh, fine.
Michael Jackson's Thriller.
It's a cute,
for the first
that's a cute video.
That's video the Video Music Poroskova. Award of the Year.
Isn't that where Rick Ocasek and Paulina Poroskova met?
I think so.
Yeah.
Well, that's the move.
It was pretty epic.
Cast a supermodel in your video, and
sure.
then
Marry
she's
her.
Captive. Well, I mean, that's. You at least have a chance.
Yep.
She's captive. You can work your magic, and either it works
We're
or it
We're
going to
need another day of shooting. Mm-hmm. I have not gotten in her pants yet.
There's a town. Well put.
Thank you.
There's a town in Nevada on the way from Southern California to Vegas called Jean, with a casino and the world's largest Chevron gas station and a population of zero. Everyone who works in the town lives somewhere else.
Oh.
Jean. I'm not familiar with it.
Just like J-E-A-N or
yeah.
G-E-N-E?
No, J-E-A-N.
Oh, Jean.
Jean.
Right.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you. Text us anytime.
All right.
And we'd love to read them back to you, as we'll do most of these on the other side of the break. But here's some of what you had to say. In Mexico, we do a kiss cheek to cheek when we meet someone, especially when we see our friends.
Well, that's the European kiss.
Shake that, and kiss.
That's ending. A shake and a kiss?
Wait. Is the shelter in place lifted, Vinny? No, I'm saying if
no,
it were lifted.
No.
I was just making a hypothetical. Imagine it's all been lifted and we go back to work and the first person who greets you is your boss with a handshake gesture. I wanted to make a scenario that would seem pressure-filled.
Yes.
And Sarah backed away from him and tapped
feet. Yeah, I was just saying no. Greg, what are you doing? We just got back. I'm not touching you. You're clearly infected.
He's the Lord of Entercom. What are you going to do?
No.
You're going to shine him on?
Yep. I'd shine anyone on. Is there anyone you'd shake hands with the first day back?
Yeah, Greg. Yeah, Greg's the guy. Yes.
Maybe it's a test and he whips his hand back. He goes, like, see, you're not taking this seriously.
Fired.
You're fired for touching me. I'd be like, this is definitely a trick.
Well, all right. So I just got fired and the show goes on without me and I'll go plug in across the street. What do you want from me? Trying to do the right thing. I never have been good at the political game anyway. One keg of beer is 370 cans of beer, says Alexa.
Oh, is that so?
I don't know. I guess we've got controversy now.
That seems like an awful lot, you know.
Well, a keg is a lot.
Yeah, but it's, I don't know. If
oh,
it's
snap. Three. I think they're right.
Oh, really?
I guess I was looking at the half keg.
Oh, well, how
oh,
much?
Oh, a pony keg? Nobody wants a pony keg.
I think a pony keg's a quarter keg, isn't it?
Oh, right. You're right.
I don't know.
So it's double what I said. 300, yeah, 300 something is right.
Hey, oh, let boy. Me ask
how much
you a
does
question.
That
Go on.
It's the same price. Earlier, I was looking at the proper.
You were looking
price
at a full
the...
keg price. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ben.
Do they still make beer balls?
Yes.
So you guys, you've had one of those recently, or fairly
not
recently,
recent. But you know, in the last 10 years for sure.
All right.
Yeah.
Used to like a good beer ball too.
Is that half a pony?
I don't know what the quantity specific is, and we couldn't Google that real quick to find out.
Yeah. Hey, you know, the person to ask here is our girl, Nicole. Nicole, you been at a party with a beer ball?
No.
How about with a beer bong?
No.
You've never done a beer bong?
No, I've never done one, but I've been around one.
You ever do like one of those key shots? What are those called, Vinny? Where you put your, you know.
Oh, where you take the can and.
Put a hole in the can and then crack the
shotgunning?
Top.
Is that a shotgun?
Oh, that's a shotgun. Yeah.
You done
How
that
do you
recently?
Know that, Nicole?
Because she does it all the time. Party girl.
I don't do it all the time.
All right. Okay. Way to keep face on the air.
Paulina was not in You Might Think. She was in Drive, says one of our texters.
Really?
Look I don't know.
Up. I thought she was in You Might Think.
I don't know.
I don't really know either.
We'll look that up and read the rest of the text on the other side of these.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.